أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين حقت عليهم كلمة ربك لا يؤمنون ولو جاءتهم كل آية حتى يروا العذاب الأليم. فلولا كانت قرية آمنت فنفعها إيمانها إلا قوم يونس لما آمنوا كشفنا عنهم عذاب الخزي في الحياة الدنيا متعناهم إلى حين. یقیناً جن لوگوں کے حق میں آپ کے رب کی یہ ازلی بات کہ یہ ایمان نہ لائیں گے ثابت ہو چکی ہے، وہ کبھی ایمان نہ لائیں گے گو ان کے پاس تمام دلائل ثبوت حق کے پہنچ جائیں جب تک کہ عذاب دردناک کو نہ دیکھ لیں، مگر اس وقت ایمان نافع نہیں ہوتا. چنانچہ جن اتنی بستیوں پر عذاب آ چکا ہے ان میں سے کوئی بستی ایمان نہ لائی کہ ایمان لانا اس کو نافع ہوتا، کیونکہ اس کے ایمان کے ساتھ مشیت متعلق نہیں ہوئی تھی. ہاں مگر یونس علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کے قوم کہ ان کے ایمان کے ساتھ مشیت متعلق ہوئی تھی، اس لیے وہ عذاب موعود کے آثار ابتدائیہ کو دیکھ کر ایمان لے آئے، اور جب وہ ایمان لے آئے تو ہم نے رسوائی کے عذاب کو دنیاوی زندگی میں ان پر سے ٹال دیا اور ان کو ایک وقت خاص یعنی وقت موت تک خیر و خوبے کے ساتھ عیش دیا. بس اور قریوں کا ایمان نہ لانا اور قوم یونس علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کا ایمان لانا دونوں مشیت سے ہوئے. دس از آیت ریگارڈنگ حضرت یونس علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام. اللہ تعالیٰ فیو پلیسز اسپیکس اباؤٹ حضرت یونس علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام، اے گریٹ نبی آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ. Other books of Allah Ta'ala besides Quran al-Kareem also spoke about it. The different names is being mentioned to others, but Quran al-Kareem, in fact one surah is named after the Yunus, Surah Yunus in 11 para after the Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam. And if you look the great, great incidents which Allah Ta'ala speaks about with lots of emphasis in the Qur'an al-Kareem is all connected to a great object and the purpose of this dunya, that is creation becomes a loyal servant to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, the Creator. Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam, he was born in Iraq, a place called Nineveh, that was a part of the nowadays also called Mosul. Still this name is exist. The people population of that area was 100,000 at that time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam for their guidance, for the hidayat. So he gave them da'wat of iman. After many years of effort and sacrifice in the da'wat, when there was no positive response from them and they were getting more and more arrogant and stubborn, Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam gave them the warning that now you got 3 days. If you don't repent and don't come to the straight path within 3 days, then you must wait for the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come. He openly made announcement. Now the people, they realized that no, now is serious. For so long we taking Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam for granted, but he never spoke in this tone. And now he is talking, and before he never speak this way, and he will never speak lies. We never see him ever speaking lies. So one of the great sin is a kizb. Outwardly lies leaves the person from the difficulty, but it puts a person into more difficulty, and truth relieves a person from difficulty. Lie is such that even the non-believers hate it. And one of the signs of the hypocrisy of so many sins, major sins, this is one of the highlights, that lying, speaking lies. Therefore, this is a very, very dislike and hate in Islam. So they said, no, he never spoke a lie ever in life. So now we have to take it serious. So they called for a meeting. And now they're discussing among themselves. Finally, they said, okay, let's see what is situation with Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, whether he spends the night with us in our town or he leaves the town. If he leaves the town and go away in the night, it means we were straight for the disaster. When the night came, Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam left the town because he warned him. And now he knew what's coming. In the morning, there was a black cloud. And coming very close to them, it was like a azab coming. The black cloud coming, coming down upon them, slowly, slowly getting closer to them. So they knew this doesn't happen normally. In the black cloud, what is hidden, Allah knows best. But they know the way it was coming to them, it was definitely the azab. So as it was coming near, they realized, because they expected that. The Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam gone, and now this one is coming, definitely is a problem. So now they went looking for him, they couldn't find him. Finally they said, okay, although he is not here, but let us turn to Allah, let us repent to Allah. So they all unanimously, all united, that okay, we make tawbah now from our sins. Women, children, everybody, they came out in one open field and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When that happened, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed his decision. And that cloud began, instead of bringing punishment for them, it started moving away from them. Meantime, Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, he left the town in this thinking that definitely they will be punished. But now he came to know that they're not punished. Now he built up the fear that now my people, they will think that I lied. I told them 3 days time punishment will come, and punishment never come, azab never come. And the system in the community in that place was law in the court was that anybody caught speaking lies, he must be killed. Although they not the believers, but they're taking lies so serious that anybody get caught speaking lies and he cannot prove his truthfulness and his lies being proven, then he must be killed. Not punished, just any punishment. Must be beheaded, must be killed. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam said to himself, look what my people will do to me. They will think that I lied. Meantime, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed decision because he saw they repenting to him. And normally this doesn't happen. Once Allah's azab come, then don't turn back. But the few occasion Allah Ta'ala, this is an exception, the system of Allah Ta'ala, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spur of moment, decision was changed. There was Bani Israel, amongst Bani Israel also, there was a time that similar situation, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the decision for punishing. They're supposed to punish, but they never get punished. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the decision here that He's not going to punish. Yunus alayhi wasalam, on the other hand, he's thinking this was going to happen to him, and so he is going away from that place. Now as he's going, he is by the sea, by the ocean. Now he wants to cross, and he's going to go other side. So one boat was waiting. Now when he took a ride in the boat, people of the boat knew him, that this is looking a pious person, so they never take money from him. They gave him the free ride. But as the boat is moving, when right in the center, in the middle of the ocean, suddenly stopped, not moving forward, not going back. So the captain announced that this is my experience for many years. This happens only when there is somebody, a great sinner, boarded in a boat, or the slave who ran away from the master. Slavery was common, still some part of the world still can continues. That is a physical body slavery. Mind slavery is carrying on till in the whole world today, where the minds are controlled. And the greatest part, the place, is the media. That is a make everybody slave, so control everybody's mind, make things believe, make the white believe black, black make it you believe as a white, and they are successful. Allah Ta'ala give hidayat. So they, when the pilot, when the he announced, captain announced this, Yunus alayhi wasalam immediately thought to himself, looks like me, I am the problem, because I ran away from my people. My people now look for me, and I was not there for them. I never really waited for Allah Ta'ala's command to leave them. But because just the thinking that what they will think of me, I left. So he told them he is the culprit. Because of him is a problem. But the pilot, the captain also said that when that happens, the only solution is we take that person and throw in the ocean. Then everybody survive. Otherwise everybody is in the problem. He said, you should throw me. So how can we throw a pious person like you? This is also akhlaq of Anbiya and Awliya, Allah, pious ones, that for any wrong, they take blame for themselves, and yet they not are the one who guilty, but they will take the blame. For every good, even they did good, they will not take credit, they will give credit to somebody else. When times come to take the credit, give somebody else. When the times come to blame, take a blame, they'll take the blame. And we, our life, we look at it, one of the reasons for downfall of ours, that is, we blame everybody, and we like to take credit for ourselves, even for something which is not supposed to be. Nabi alayhi wasalam also looked how much effort, how much sacrifice. After getting so much problems in Taif, when the time come making dua, instead of cursing, where the angels were waiting to say Ameen and even physically destroy those people, But what dua he made? Allahumma inni ashku Allah. I complain of my weakness. It's supposed to be. There is no weakness on his part. He, all the way he went. He went in a bus to Taif. The way the roads, mountains go up, down, up, right, round, round, round. By the time you reach there, you're tired. Imagine walking. Those days, no roads. And then making, going through so much difficulties and problems. And no gain. No, he had no business, no work. No worldly motive. No ulterior motive. But with all that, still what he says, Wallah, I complain of my weakness. I never planned properly. I am weak. He never put the blame on them. And yet, not a 1% of blame was coming for him. But he took the blame. This is the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And every akhlaq is a means of bringing people into fall of deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we adopt this with tawfiq of Allah, fazal of Allah, then lots of problems in our life get solved. Lots of fights and lots of arguments can be avoided. And shaitan's face will get blackened. He will not enjoy how he's enjoying now. Because when a person blames somebody and then it carries on and on and on. And that's what makes shaitan happy. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam took the blame upon himself. The people said, no, we can't throw you. You can't be the one who's wrong. They said, okay, nobody else is owning up. Nobody else is taking responsibility. So we draw a lot. They draw a lot, everybody's name they wrote. Now they picked one paper, it was his name. They said, no, we can't, let's do it again. Twice, thrice, three, all three times his name come up. Obviously it was Allah Ta'ala's system, Allah Ta'ala's plan, lots of time. We don't understand, same time. But after happening this three times, they had no choice but to take him and throw him. When they throw, obviously, Allah Ta'ala is aware of everything. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, the whole scenario from the beginning till the end, how he reached here, and what's going to happen in the future, what happened there, the behind, everything in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they're throwing, Allah Ta'ala commanded one big fish. That fish opened his mouth and waiting for him. As soon as they threw him, took him in. That fish, imagine how big that fish must be and how long life. Quran al-Kareem, Allah Ta'ala speaks about it. After the Surah Yasin, there is a Surah called Surah Safat. Normally we read on the Jummah day also, Surah Dukhan, Surah Safat, Surah Kahf. These are the Surahs to be read on the Jummah night, Jummah day. Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَوْلَا أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ لَلَبِثَ فِي بَطْنِهِ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. That fish took him in, but Allah Ta'ala said to the fish that this is not a food for you. You're going to keep this in your stomach, is aman, is a trust, and you're going to throw this. Take him out of your stomach, put it, give it back to the place, to the land. You took him in the ocean, you're going to leave him in the land after, according to one narration, 40 days. The fish was taking him and going round and round and round in the ocean, in the depths of the ocean. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in his heart to read the dua. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. This is one of the wazifa we read in our Khatmi Khajgan, part of it. Very, very effective very powerful when the person is in a problem, difficulties with the yaqeen, seeking help of Allah Ta'ala, read this. And try, make a habit every day, read 100 times. La ilaha illa anta, subhanaka, inni kuntu minal zalimeen. La ilaha illa anta, subhanaka, inni kuntu minal zalimeen. Allah Ta'ala put in his heart to recite this, and he read, and then the fish was told that now your amanat, the trust, you give it back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now throw it. So one portion where Allah Ta'ala wanted him to be thrown, the fish left him outside, not in the ocean but the shore. Because of the heat of the stomach of the fish, that fish was such huge and such a kind that Allah Ta'ala said, if Yunus alayhi salam never made tasbih of Allah, never read the dua what Allah Ta'ala put in his heart to recite and read, he would have lived in the stomach of the fish till Qiyamah. It means that fish life till Qiyamah. So how, what kind of creation that must be? Sometime, if you read about a ocean and the life in the ocean and the animals and the creation of Allah Ta'ala in the ocean, sometime the big ship, they find like a mountain after traveling for days looking for some place where to dock, and they find one big mountain, thinking that this is a mountain, let's have a rest few days. After one day they find, suddenly they find themselves moving. So it was not a mountain, it was a fish. They docked on it. Like a huge creation of Allah Ta'ala. Imagine this fish who carried Yunus alayhi salam. But the heat of the stomach of the fish burned all the hair on his body. And he became like a baby. Small baby became. Now he has to gain the strength back. People get flu 1 week, 2 weeks. It takes them sometime months to recover. Now he was in the stomach of the fish. All the hairs lost. He became very, very weak. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made one kaddu, loki plant, kalabash plant grow there. The leaves, with big leaves it has, is giving Yunus alayhi salam a comfort in the shade. And every day when goat coming, morning and evening, and give him the milk. Because there was nobody there alone. Now he gained the strength after some time, became a normal person, then he went somehow back to his people. La ilaha illa anta, subhanaka, inni kuntu min al. This is a, in short, Yunus alayhi wasalam. So Allah Ta'ala in the Quran Kareem speaks about him specific in this ayat here, that indeed those people that about him, about those people, the words of your Rabb were confirmed, that they will not believe. Because every sign come to them, they reject until they see a painful punishment. Even if every sign come to them, until a painful punishment. It was not any city believed that the iman benefited them, except Yunus alayhi salam's people. When they believe, we remove from them the azab of disgrace in dunya, and then we give them a time to live till a specific time. So Yunus alayhi salam was exception. His people, that his people were given a time. Normally when azab of Allah once start coming, then there is no time. Bani Israel also, it happened to them also, that once they're supposed to be destroyed, but دے میڈ توبہ ٹو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ اینڈ اللہ تعالیٰ پروٹیکٹڈ دیم. امت آف نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم پے نیشن آف دا پاس کمیٹڈ ون گریٹ رانگ دے وے پنش. امت آف نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم وی آر سو گریٹفل ٹو نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم وی ہیو ٹو بی دا بیکاز آف ہیم بیکاز وی آر ان ہیز امت. اللہ تعالیٰ ڈونٹ سینڈ عذاب نیم اینڈ ہاؤ ناٹ ون ہنڈریڈس اینڈ تھاؤزنس آف رانگز وی کمٹ ٹل دیتھ ٹائم ٹل قیامت از اے ٹائم. Even the time, even the person sees death is coming, a person is very, very sick, and you know he will never make it. So death is on the head, circling on the head. But now make dua to Allah Ta'ala, repent to Allah Ta'ala sincerely. Still Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will forgive. Still Allah Ta'ala prepared to accept. Bani Israel, once they were giving Musa alayhi salatu wasalam hard time, and they gave, as a nation, gave the Nabi the most hard time. They said, we won't believe you until Allah give us kitab in our hand. I said, okay, bring them on the Mount Tur. Allah Ta'ala said to them that this is a kitab Musa alayhi salatu wasalam saying is right. Allah Ta'ala spoke to them direct. Now they're saying, we never see Allah, maybe somebody else you got speaking behind the mountain for us. So how angry Musa alayhi salatu wasalam must be. And Allah Ta'ala's Jalal, Allah Ta'ala's, okay, got a big cloud, big rock like a picked up from the mountain and right brought on the head. You want to believe or not, you carry on with your musti like this, how long you'll carry on? They said, no. When they see, came right on the head. Imagine the one big mountain on your head. So then it was removed, taken away from them. So that was one time a nation azab came and went back. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam also, they saw a death one time. We see death in our life so many times. So many times we get saved in accidents. So many times we get saved from the death, different ways, problems, difficulties, Allah Ta'ala saved us. But still, we have to ask ourselves, did my life change? How many times I made promise to Allah, oh Allah, if you take me out of this problem, you know, I'll be 100% in the masjid every day. And start, but once the problem is gone, finish. Completely forgotten. How many times we did that to Allah Ta'ala, but Allah Ta'ala is so kind and so merciful. Allah don't say, okay, next time I'll show you. You forget. Next time you promise and see what I'll do. Allah don't do that. Allah Ta'ala is so kind and so merciful. Never too late. Make dua for the ummah also, for ourselves, for the whole ummah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah guide the ummah. Allah Ta'ala protect the ummah. Those who passed away, Allah give them jannat for those. Those who sick and ailing, Allah Ta'ala give them complete afiyat, shifaya, ajiza, kamila, daima. And Allah Ta'ala save those who not sick, Allah save them, give them complete afiyat. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala protect every ummati of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One is a dua, one is a dawa. Dua for protection we have to make all the time after every salah, after azan, between the two khutbah, all the time continue making afiyat, protection from all the problems, sickness, difficulties. Dawa is sadaqah. As much you can, no quantity is a quality. With a yaqeen, every day give sadaqah. Every day give sadaqah. This other one, this is the thing going to protect us, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us all. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم لا معبود إلا الله، لا مقصود إلا الله، لا مسجود إلا الله، لا مشهود إلا الله، لا إله 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 إلا الله، محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله، 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. لا خالق إلا الله، لا مالك إلا الله، لا رزاق إلا الله، لا قاضي الحاجات إلا الله، لا إله 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 إلا الله، محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واهد الناس جميعا، اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى، اللهم اهد الإنس والجان، لا هادي إلا الله، لا إله 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 إلا الله، محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. لا شافي إلا الله، ولا كافي إلا الله، ولا غفار ذنوب إلا الله، ولا ستار عيوب إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، إن 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 الله،
ان الله 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 لا اله الا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى اله واصحابه وسلم هدى الله الله كهدى الله الله كنور سبنا سينا بل جيت سكا هو كر جيت سكا هو كر جي هدم الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم صبح بي الله شام بي الله صبح بي الله شام بي الله چندے پھرتے ہر دم الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وعلى اله وسلم ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تؤاخذنا ان نسينا واخطانا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا اصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين فانصرنا على القوم الظالمين فانصرنا على القوم المفسدين ربنا لا تجعلنا فلة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تجعلنا فلة للذين كفروا واغفر لنا ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على قوم الكافرين ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم
ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اصلح لنا شأننا كله لا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين اللهم أعنا على سكرات الموت اللهم أعنا على غمرات الموت اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفي الموت اللهم اغننا بحلالك عن حرام وغنا فضلك عمن سواك اللهم انا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وجعل نقمتك من جميع سخطك اللهم انا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل ونعوذ بك من طلب الدين وقهر الرجال اللهم انا نعوذ بك من البرص والجنون والجذام وسيد الاسقام اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه من الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا إلى طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم نسألك العافية دوام العافية الشقاء العافية اللهم نسألك العفو والعافية المعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة اللهم نسألك الصحة والعفة والأمان وحسن خلقك والرضا بالقضاء اللهم نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ من شرهم اللهم بقية منك بقية الوليد اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان عليك بلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله صلى الله تعالى على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آله أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.